What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Kim Kardashian is taking legal action against Kanye West because he released a new song featuring his daughter and Sean Diddy Combs. This is crazy considering the charges that Sean Diddy Combs is facing right now. I can only imagine the rage that Kim felt when she found out this news. So Kanye released a song called Lonely Roads Still Go to Sunshine, and it features 11-year-old Northwest, Sean Diddy Combs' son, King Combs, Kanye, and Sean Diddy Combs. Now, Kim decided to take legal action to get him to unrelease the song. So basically, she pulled the card that Kim actually has North's name trademarked. So she sent cease and desist letters saying, like, you can't use her name for this song because I have it trademarked. So he did unrelease the song over the weekend. But the fact that he released it in the first place, to me, I know him and Diddy have a relationship, but just all of the charges and the sex trafficking and the racketeering, the charges that he's facing, like, why would you even want your daughter associated with somebody like that?
It's almost like he sits down with a group of people and they brainstorm ways on how I can be a more indecent person. It's like, what can I do that most people wouldn't do that I know is absolutely wrong so people will talk about me? Or he's just really disturbed.
I feel like that's exactly what he does. I mean, because at this point, his reputation can't take more of a hit than it already has. I don't even think it's surprising. Like, it doesn't surprise me when Kanye stoops to this level. So it really does seem like he tries to come up with ways to it. I can do something that I know everybody will talk about it. And it's what he does every time.
I just want to remind people that of all the accusations and alleged accusations that Abby is referring to, North is 11. There is one accuser who was 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So let that sink in.
And I also think, you know, like, and I say this time and time again, that from a kid that came from a really bad divorce, this is going to backfire on Kanye eventually. At some point or another, she's going to be old enough. She's already old enough to be online and know exactly what he's doing. Their relationship will be fractured forever because we only know about this because he went off publicly this weekend. And I say this time and time again, when it comes to co-parenting, even if you're mad, you're so mad at the other person, it's not the kid's fault. Do not make them the victim of your divorce. And that's exactly what he's doing.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder if Kim Kardashian knew that Kanye was capable of this type of behavior, because you'd like to think if you knew that this was the person that you married, you wouldn't have gone through with it in the first place, because I really didn't think it'd get worse than the Nazi stuff. And then he just continues to dig his hole even deeper.
No, I have a friend who married a guy, and I mean, talk about, you think you know somebody, and then years later, like, true colors come out. It's actually quite terrifying how he presented at the beginning of the relationship to the person that he is today. So I think it's very possible that she thought she was getting into a stable, loving relationship, and then over time, it just eroded.
Well, maybe you know the timeline of this better than me, but he wasn't really like this until his mom passed away. So maybe she was kind of the crazy barrier, or he acted appropriately because he wanted to make sure that his mom approved of him. And then when she passed away, it just seems like the crazy floodgates have opened.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely started when his mom passed, for sure. It wasn't this bad, but you could see the signs. That there were definitely signs that Kanye was going in a direction that wasn't so righteous. But at some point, he crossed a line that I don't think anybody saw. Even with his mom passing, it got to a point where I don't think anyone could have saw Kanye going this far.
On a more lighthearted Nepo baby note, Brenda Song is talking about her husband, Macaulay Culkin, and the things he never learned to do because he was such a big child star. So this man is 44 years old, and Brenda Song is currently promoting this new show that me, Kristen, and Cassie love called Running Point, stars Kate Hudson. Brenda Song, of course, is in it. And so on the Jennifer Hudson show, Brenda was talking about her fiance, Macaulay Culkin, and how he never learned to drive or do laundry.
So I always say Mac is a very unique human, being like the most famous child actor in the world.
Yes.
He lived and grew up in hotels. He had just never really done laundry. And I was shook. If I have been doing laundry since I was a baby,
You started at 16, so not too far behind.
No, but I've been like, I've been doing laundry since I was like, 10, whatever it is, helping my mom. And so it's funny, like, teaching him how to like do laundry.
Uh-huh.
He still doesn't know how to drive. I like took him out to like drive in our neighborhood. I was terrified, let me tell you. I'm like, this 44-year-old man driving for the first time, I was like, nope, I gotta hire someone to do that.
The laundry thing is one thing, because it's like, okay, you hire someone to do it for $200 a week or whatever. You've got child star money. But the driving thing, like, you don't want to get out into the road and take yourself somewhere.
Well, I guess if you live in New York City, it's more common.
If you live in New York and you've got his kind of money at that age, I would want to be chauffeured around everywhere, too.
Exactly. All right, Gene Hackman's will left everything to his wife, who is now deceased. So who will inherit his estate? I'll tell you who might have a claim on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
After news broke that actor Gene Hackman had passed away, I think the biggest question that came out of this entire story was, how did none of his kids check up on him and his wife? Because I think they were left in their home for like 11 days before anybody really found them. And it was like the landscaper that called somebody. Nobody in his family apparently was checking in to see if the 95-year-old Gene Hackman was doing right.
It's odd, right? Because you're talking about sheer numbers also. There are three or four kids, right?
There's three kids he has from a previous marriage, and him and his wife, Betsy, were the two that passed away in their home, I believe in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And I think it is important to take into account, this is a man who's 95, who, from what we now know, had Alzheimer's or dementia, so his wife was his caregiver. So if you're a child of a parent who's 95 who has dementia, you think the three of you would get together and be like, all right, let's all kind of come up with a game plan of who's checking on Pops like this day or this week.
Now, I have two half brothers, and we have a mother that's in a dementia clinic also, right? But we would all be alerted immediately if that happened. Now, I don't know how much the other guys are checking on her.
So his will actually might give us all the answers we need to know about his relationship with his kids, because he had an estate that was worth $80 million. And in his will, he states that he is leaving it all to his wife, Betsy, who unfortunately has passed away. But it made no mention of his three children from a previous marriage.
So this does make some sense then. That, I mean, if he left them completely out of the will, that is making a statement about their relationship.
Well, it makes you wonder what happened in their family. Because you would think at the very least in your will, you're still going to leave something for your children. Like, you don't need to leave them $40 million, but at the very least, like, these are your kids. Like, this is your blood. You're just going to leave them absolutely nothing.
So do we know what will happen in a situation where you leave it to your wife and then your wife also passes? Who gets it then?
It goes to her will, right? What's her will say?
So her will said that she was leaving everything she owns to Gene, and the provision in there was that if he died first, it was all going to go into a trust and then go to charity. But for Gene's will, his kids, I do believe, become next in line if Betsy passes away. So this this, in a weird way, this kind of worked out for his kids. I mean, of course, I'm sure they would rather have their father be alive. But I mean, with the way everything seemingly worked out, it almost feels a little suspicious now.
And I want to remind people, because I think the default for a long time when you find out a family dynamic like this, and I don't know why this has popped up in my algorithm and people are talking about it, but the older generation finds it so disrespectful and rude if kids cut off their parents. But I want to remind everybody that the parents probably had to have done something to get cut off. So before you come down on the kids for not having any contact with their father, you also need to ask yourself, well, what did Gene do to cause his kids to not want to check in on him?
That's a really, really good point. And we don't know what any of the details are on that relationship. But it is odd to me also that certainly he's working with top-end attorneys, right? I mean, his estate is worth how much?
$80 million.
So if the provision was if he passes away, it goes to her, and if she passes away, it goes to him, certainly a high-powered attorney would think common sense-wise, because I don't have any kind of degree, and I'm like, well, what if they both pass away at the same time in a car accident, in a plane, tree falls on the house, then who does it go to? You would think it would be in there.
I also feel like I don't like speculating in a situation like this, but when you look at the fact that there may be some estrangement, if you have an estrangement from like all three of your kids, that's telling. Like if it was one, maybe two, but when all three seem to be in the same boat, that tells you something.
Yeah, there's a common denominator. And I feel like just biologically, kids don't not want to have a relationship with their parents, especially when their parent is worth $80 million. Dollars. Like, facts. I got 80 million reasons to call you up at least once a month.
We're going to fix this.
We're going to find where there's a will.
There's a way.
All right, Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend is finally speaking out against haters. I'm going to tell you how she's defending herself on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show. Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend is finally speaking out against the haters because, of course, there's a 50-year-ish age gap between her and her boyfriend, which I feel like, at the age of 78 or whatever he is, you can't really call yourself a boyfriend, but they're dating. And she's obviously gotten a lot of criticism. If you look at her comment section, it's a bloodbath. And I think she's finally she's just over it because she got a DM from somebody named Abby, not me, surprisingly, and she decided to call them out on her Instagram story. So she got an Instagram message from a user named Abby Riley that said, "But you do realize your relationship is insane, right?" To which then Bill Belichick's girlfriend screenshotted it and then posted it on her Instagram story and said, "But you do realize direct messaging a stranger on Instagram with the intent of harassing them regarding their own personal relationship is insane, right?" And then she did like a little poll that said, "Which is worse, her manners or her punctuation?" Because I guess she had a couple of like typos in there, but she's had it. She's over it.
I bet. Okay, so I have a question. I was reading the story this week, I wanted to ask you guys listening this question. Is it possible, and maybe there's one of you that is in this kind of relationship, right? Is it possible they literally had a sit down and said something to the effect of, "Look, I know what you want. You know what I want. We're not going to fall in love with each other here, but let's just be in this relationship because we are going to satisfy what each other's needs." Okay. But they already know this isn't going to be a love thing. So Bill's going to be out there and he's going to be frolicking on the beach and helping her with her yoga poses on the beach, right? And she's getting all this notoriety and she's getting clout online. They have made that agreement. I'm curious if there is somebody listening that maybe not, this is not an age agreement, but you've made an agreement with the person that you're seeing, knowing that, you know what, this is what it is. You got a need. I got a need. It's not going to be love, but let's do this thing.
Like, just be honest about it.
Just be honest about it, right?
All I'm saying, if there is an agreement, Bill Belichick is committing to the bid because he just posted, or his girlfriend just posted this photo of them on the beach where he's like on his back doing the dead bug move, doing yoga, and then she's up on it like laying back, stretched out, flexing. And I'm like, this is not something you do with somebody that you simply just want some photos and some coochie out of.
Yeah, if you're in a mutually beneficial agreement that most people think is a relationship, 1-855-BIRCHOW, when Abby's done with the entertainment buzz, we could take some of these calls.
But I'm going to have her back. She's right about the comments. Like, if you want to call somebody insane for who they choose to love, well, it's kind of insane that you slide into somebody's DM to crap on their relationship. So I don't blame her for that, but let's call it for what it is. A 54-year age gap, that is significant.
It is significant. it. And I'm with her. Like, I think people need to keep some of their opinions to themselves in the DMs. It is a little unnecessary. Like, this is a total stranger. Like, just talk about it on your nationally syndicated radio show where she's not going to hear it. Don't go into her DMs where she has to read your opinions.
It is a lot, but I'm not mad at her for feeling like, listen, this is what I want to do. When people decide to just do them and not care what anyone else thinks, I'm never mad at that.
I don't think that's what this is, or I would really admire it also. I think you've got an Instagrammer, and I think this is that an influencer, I think she should be so thankful for every one of those DMs and every one of those comments, because this is how she's going to make her living right mm-hmm. here. She wanted this. I'm making a lot of assumptions here. I'm assuming that she wasn't quite attracted to Bill Belichick, but the fact that she would get clout and this would be a way that she could be an influencer and make money certainly didn't hurt. So if this is the way you're going to make your living, and I am, again, just assuming this isn't a loving relationship, then she should be happy for every one of those negative comments and DMs.
I agree, but the thing is, if Bill knows that and Bill don't have a problem with it, then what can anybody else feel about it? Like, I don't think Bill doesn't know. I don't think Bill's getting bamboozled here. Like, I think he knows exactly what's going on, and it is a mutually beneficial thing.
We can all agree. He's worth $70 million, right? $70 million. $1 million for every year he's been alive.
So but together, they're both worth $70,035,000.
Not with that engagement rate. Add a couple more grand to it. But did you see the other headline from last week that he requested that his girlfriend be looped in on all of his work emails? That to me is weird.
Wait, what?
Yes.
No.
Apparently, he has asked for every single one of his work emails. Like, they need to get forwarded to her emails as well. Well, somebody raised the point that maybe it's so she can write off all of her expenses as work expenses because now she's in the business. I don't really know. I'm not a business manager, but I do think it's a little bizarre.
Or maybe she's trying to contribute something to the relationship, so she's acting as quote-unquote Hold on. Ass system.
Stop.
See what I did?
You're better than this. 30 years in radio. That's what you got for us.
This is why I'm not getting it at all. That's why I'll only be nominated.
All right. This actress from a beloved 90s sitcom says she gets more respect as an adult film star than traditional movie making. She'll tell you why on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The visual.
I swear, I had never heard of this actress before until the last couple of weeks. She's been in the headlines. First, it was because Topanga, a.k.a. Danielle Fishel, was getting into a fight with her on that Boy Meets World podcast. And now she's making headlines for saying that she gets more respect as an adult film star than she did as a sitcom actress. I'm talking about Maitland Ward, who was on Boy Meets World in the later years. And she says, I really think people treat me with more respect now, honestly, especially even in Hollywood right now. Everyone thought people were just going to rip me apart and I was going to be judged and raked across the coals, but I got so much positivity, and I think it's because I was so positive about it and I was so happy about it. So she says that really her choice to do what makes her happy and being an adult film star has brought her more respect than just doing the typical quote-unquote respectable thing and being on something like Boy Meets World. Kind of interesting perspective. All right, Demi Lovato is making headlines because she decided to ask ChatGPT to roast her. And I do think this is a brave thing to do as a celebrity, because when you have your entire life out on the internet, you know ChatGPT is not going to hold back because it's AI. It's got no soul. It's got no emotions. And this is what ChatGPT had to say about our girl Demi.
Okay, so I asked ChatGPT to roast me, and Jordan's going to read it.
Roast Demi Lovato. Oh, you mean the artist formerly known as Confident, but now more like Confused? Demi Lovato has had more rebrands than a failing fast food chain. One minute, they're punk rock. The next, they're singing pop ballads. And somewhere in between, they're beefing with a frozen yogurt. Like, babes, just pick a lane, or at least a consistent genre. And let's not even talk about their song lyrics. What's wrong with being confident? Nothing, Demi, but what's wrong with being consistent? Because your career path is giving through darts at a vision board while blindfolded.
That's pretty good.
I almost want to do it, but it's mean.
Here's how you know ChatGPT is Gen Z, because that was a sick roast, but they used the correct pronouns.
Exactly. Very socially conscious. Well, Bert, you don't have to wonder what ChatGPT would say about the Bert Show cast, because I asked ChatGPT to roast all of us, and I'm going to read you what ChatGPT had to say about each of us. So, Bert, here is what ChatGPT wrote about you.
Okay.
Just remember the last time we did this on air, it did not end well.
I will say this is somewhat tame. They're really good. They're sick burns, but I don't think they're deep cuts.
And again, a robot did it.
A robot did this. So for Bert, the cool dad who tries way too hard to relate, but still gives off assistant principal trying to get the students hyped about standardized testing energy. He loves a deep convo, but somehow makes every story circle back to him. If you made a drinking game out of how many times he says, let's unpack this, you wouldn't make it past the first hour.
All right. Fair enough.
Mm. All right. For Kristen.
I opt out.
You know what? This one's really not, it's really not bad.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Kristen, the mom friend who keeps everyone in check, but let's be real, she's secretly keeping a list of everyone's nonsense and will absolutely bring it up 6 months later when she's proven right. She can cut you down with a single bless your heart, but will make it sound so polite, you'll thank her for it.
Not bad. I can handle that. I was expecting worse.
For Mo, the smoothest one on the show.
Talk about it.
But,
we can stop right there. I mean, that's enough.
Good. But also the most likely to disappear mid-conversation because he's already over it.
Turns out ChatGPT is a P1.
Hey, you ain't got to help. I ain't help with yours.
He's got the vibe of someone who already knows more than he's saying, which is both cool and slightly terrifying. Feels like the guy who could absolutely ruin your life with one well-timed text, but he's too chill to actually do it.
That's damn good.
Right?
Okay.
We are read for film.
Yeah.
For Cassie, the voice of reason, but also the person most likely to end you with cold, hard facts. She's got receipts. She's got screenshots. And she's got time. If she starts a sentence with actually, just go ahead and accept defeat. She will drag you without raising her voice and somehow make you grateful for the lesson.
No lies detected.
And last but not least, it's me, the newest addition, who seems super sweet, but don't let the nice girl energy fool you. She's got a hidden savage streak and will casually drop a take that leaves the whole room questioning their life choices. She smiles through the chaos like she's not the one stirring the pot, but we all know better. She's the friend who hypes you up and roasts you in the same breath.
It's good.
It is good.
Not bad, ChatGPT.
That is filth.
All right, for more stories, head to the Bert Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.